Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. We begin with another story about dark money in Michigan politics. Reporters and activists have been piecing together what appears to be a couple of political organizations backed by Michigan's big utility companies, targeting politicians that disagree with their goals. Joining us now is Matt Casper. He is research director for the Energy and Policy Institute, a watchdog group tracking big utility companies. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what are the names of these two political organizations we're talking about?
We're talking about the Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy, and we're also talking about Faithful Conservatives for Michigan.
Now, these are both 501c4s. That's supposed to be a designation for a social welfare organization, like a civic group. But Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy and Faithful Conservatives are spending a lot of money on political campaigns. So how does that fit into a social welfare organization category?
Well, they're limited. They're supposed to be limited in the amount of money that they spend if they want to keep their 501c4 status. They can only spend about 50% of their revenue on political ads. But they get around that by kind of changing the ads, the radio or the TV ads, by not necessarily endorsing a candidate, but just telling the viewers, you know, call up this legislature and tell them thank you for supporting or voting for this bill.
You, Cranes Detroit, and the Michigan Campaign Finance Network have been looking into the history of these two political organizations. Who's been donating money to these groups?
Consumers Energy has, and it's been a striking amount of money, $43 million over the past 4 years and $20 million just in 2017 alone.
Wow. So what are they doing with that money?
It's really hard to tell. And this is the strange thing. Michigan's, for re-energizing the economy, they're not reporting all of that money to the IRS, not even close. We found every year there's a discrepancy between what they report and how much Consumers Energy gives them.
Is that just an oversight?
It's a fine from the IRS to inaccurately report information. So no one has been forthcoming on the inaccuracies.
I bet you there's some amended reports being put together right now. So these Consumers Energy Finance political groups are spending money on ads to promote Representative Brett Roberts and former Representative Kevin Daley. Why do you think Consumers Energy values these two candidates so much that its political organizations are spending a lot of money on those candidates' campaigns?
Well, they want, and this is, you can tell from the money, they want their opponents, Representative Glenn and Barrett, to no longer be in positions in Lansing. Those are legislators that have constantly been trying to enact policies that would open up the market and create competition against consumers.
That's Tom Barrett and Gary Glenn. They've asked for sort of a deregulation and letting other electric companies in. They've also been talking about net metering, which the Public Service Commission just eliminated, and we're not sure what's going to happen next. These are all things that the Consumers Energy and DTE want. So you're saying because these two politicians go against what the big utility wants, it's supporting opponents hoping that they'll lose in the primary.
That's exactly right. And Representative Glenn is chairman of the House Energy Committee.
So he's got some clout. He makes some decisions. He also called one of the utilities, I think it was Consumers, a terrorist, which a lot of people said was uncalled for and just wrong, although he's refused to apologize. Do you think it gets down to something that simple, or is it the larger picture?
You know, I don't really know. You know, I think this is such a heated time in the energy space, you know, not really just in Michigan, but all across the country and even at the federal level.
Well, even given the amount of money that they've already spent on these two opponents, it's something in the area of $160,000 or so. That's not even close to $43 million. What does that say about what's going to happen in the general election?
You know, I think only Consumers and DTE are going to increase campaign contributions. Now, there's a limit, but you can see more money flowing to political action campaigns. More of these groups might pop up, 501c4 organizations. They can donate to the state parties. There's just going to be so much more money flowing in ahead of the election.
How typical is it that an investor-owned utility company would target a couple of politicians that disagree with what the utility wants?
It's really strange, you know, particularly targeting two Republicans. I've been following this for a number of years, not just in Michigan, but in other states. And it's pretty striking. We almost did a double take to make sure, is this really what's happening? But it is. It's a pretty odd occurrence.
So Consumers Energy says that this is not ratepayers' money. This is shareholders' money that they're using to do this political action with. The bottom line is, why should people care about this? Why should voters care about something like this?
Consumers Energy's customers should care because this is their utility company. And most of those customers, they're forced to buy the power from consumers. They should have a say in how that utility company behaves. Now, it's not also just the consumers. Consumers Energy investors are also increasingly concerned about the political decisions that their company is making. And they've tried to introduce shareholder resolutions to get more disclosure from the utility company.
And where's that gone?
Well, it almost passed last month. They got 45% support. The New York Common State Retirement Fund, it's the third largest public pension plan in the nation. They've almost been successful in getting that resolution. I have to imagine it will pass next year.
Matt Casper is Research Director for the Energy and Policy Institute, a watchdog group tracking big utility companies' statements about renewable energy. Thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Consumers Energy sent us this statement in response to our questions. Quote, as a good corporate citizen, we are engaged in the political process, welcome constructive dialogue, and support pragmatic policies that are focused on safe, reliable, and affordable energy for Michigan, and supports organizations that provide education and advocacy related to such policies. Our contributions to Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy came from the company in the form of non-customer shareholder dollars, end quote. Also, we tried to speak with one of the state legislators who is a target of Consumers Energy, but he was unable to break away from today's legislative session. And finally, in full disclosure, Consumers Energy is a sponsor of Michigan Radio.